So let's look in the context of the level 2 prospective longitudinal cohort and once again look across the range. As far as psychology is concerned, there was improved functioning independent of breast reconstruction. If we look at body image may be altered at 12 months, regardless of breast reconstruction. And that immediate breast reconstruction is not synonymous, necessarily, categorically, with an improvement in body image, bearing in mind this is the next level where we're getting multiple longitudinal measures. We're able to assess function over time. If we then look at the HRQOL endpoints, we see that the immediate breast reconstruction had poorer well-being, that the types of immediate versus delayed reconstruction had an improvement in health-related quality of life, and that many studies actually support that. If we look at TRAMS, we may certainly improve domains such as mental health, role, emotional, vitality, and social, but certainly, as also we have shown in preliminary results, that with the extensive autologous procedures, you are significantly decreasing physical function over a year, particularly in the context where you then have the super-added effect of adjuvant chemo and radiotherapy. We cannot underestimate the impact that chemotherapy has in terms of decreasing quality of life and sexual functioning. As far as aesthetic or cosmetic outcome, no validated questionnaire, all study-specific, our work showing that there is an impairment in cosmetic outcome, certainly favoring the autologous LD, but once again, it's what the patients are reporting, as Professor Mansell said, that we should be measuring, not what the clinician is assessing or thinks is important. As far as satisfaction is concerned, it's improved regardless of the type of immediate breast reconstruction or timing. And then in terms of the patient morbidity, we are aware of the complications or the capsule formation, which our previous debaters have discussed.